Community Quick Hits. Brought to you by
Belvedere Bloody Mary Vodka.
Eliasville, South Bend, Murray. Ever hear of any of those?
No. South Bend, Texas?
Yeah.
They just flew that up there?
Yeah.
On Weather Watch?
Yes, big weather's headed there in a matter of minutes.
Wow. No.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. Now,
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Yeah, thank you. There was a...
I can't believe it.
Concert of sorts over the weekend in Fair Park called the Electric Daisy Carnival.
This must have been huge.
As far as the crowd looked, it was very big.
Is this techno stuff?
Yeah.
Electronica.
We'll get into all of that, the ins and outs of it.
Electronica. Hello, Jay.
This was at Fair Park. Paramedics were called to the Electric Daisy Carnival about 8 p.m. on a report that Andrew Graff of Argyle was overdosing. He arrived at Baylor Medical Center at 8:30, so they got in there pretty quick. With CPR in progress, he was pronounced dead at 8:51. The report notes that Graff was, quote, transported from a large rave party in Fair Park. Baylor ER did not know how many pills he had consumed or what caused his death at this time. Authorities found 8 to 10 black pills in his pocket, thought to be a brand of fat-burning diet pill.
What?
I don't think he was taking Vigor Fit.
Or Vital Men.
Or Vital Men.
Or Body Shaper.
Any of that.
He might have been.
Any of that in pill form.
That couldn't have been Body Shaper, because with Body Shaper, you lose weight while you sleep.
Yeah, and it doesn't come in pill form. I believe that's a powder or something like that. I'm not sure.
And you have to buy a scale.
You do have... and they did not find a scale on this young man. And I don't want to make jokes about it, because this is terrible, but...
It is terrible.
This is a rave, and I'm not an expert on raves. Raves became popular when I was...
Old.
At the age of going to raves. I mean, between 20 and 25, they were huge raves, but... I wasn't that into that scene of raves, per se. Never went
Sounds
to
like
one.
It would have been something right up your alley.
Me?
Yeah, as much as you like to dance.
I was in my dark period.
Started in the late 1950s, first called Wild Bohemian Parties or Boners.
Boners.
More than 20 others were also sent to Dallas hospitals from the music festival, which drew headlines last year when a 15-year-old girl died from a drug overdose in Los Angeles. Now, this is an 18 and over event called, as we said, Electric Daisy Carnival. It's known for its intense electronic music and light shows. 23,600 were in attendance. The crowd cleared out after someone pulled a fire alarm at 1:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the crowd started to gather at 2 p.m. yesterday. So this is a 12-hour deal. All this is, really, is an excuse to get kids together and...
Do drugs.
Now, I was reading coverage on this in the Dallas Observer.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was Jim Schutz who told Robert Wolonsky that they were searching you pretty good to make sure you didn't have anything.
Do you know how easy it is to hide a pill? I mean...
Yeah, I know, but I mean, still, they were...
Well, where are you going to hide it?
In your pocket?
No. They were making you empty your pockets. They were making you turn them inside out.
Your butt?
Throw it in my butt!
Right. As you walk in, you throw it in your friend's butt. I'm sure that you could somehow put a piece of tape up there on the inner lining.
Ways.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to get your drugs in there, you're going to get your drugs in there. Bottom line.
Yeah, just tape them to your taint.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, put them in your tidy whities if you so choose to wear them to mule your drugs in. It ain't hard.
Put them in your hair.
Just dump your cocaine out in your hair.
No, I could tape a baggie of coke to the back of my neck and no one would ever see.
I have terrible dandruff.
Quit marking stuff.
Quit saying awesome things.
Yeah, I could tape a bag of coke to my neck.
Hey, when did I start talking like this? Hey, man.
I'll tape a barrel bag of crack to my neck.
You're a fool.
Well, we're sorry for the parents of this young man.
Yeah. God.
And the family of this young man.
At least, this is how closely they were checking, at least one person was arrested at the concert on a possession of ecstasy charge. One!
One!
And out of the 23,600, you know how many people were doing some form of that? 23,500.
Yeah.
I guess this goes all over the country.
Yep.
One of the person who attended the event.
Yeah, they just added Dallas this year, I believe.
One other person who attended the event remained in critical condition at a Dallas hospital. Insomniac Events is the team that puts this together, if that tells you anything. City spokesman Frank Librio said Dallas officials are reviewing what happened, but he said security precautions were in place to ensure that the attendees were at least 18 and were not carrying drugs or alcohol. It says all festival attendees went through a driver's license screening and search process, which included searching attendees' bags as well as having people empty their pockets. No outside beverages were permitted other than a sealed water bottle. I wonder if they sold beer in there. Or would it matter?
I don't know.
God. We have never had a more disinterested... I don't know. That was pretty amazing.
I believe he thinks you've done about enough on this subject.
I don't know. All right,
I don't know.
Moving on now.
Pretty disinterested.
Let's discuss the newest grand opening.
That's even
What's
worse.
More? No, I don't know.
Oh, hell, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
You.
And now we'll have a new one.
No.
Well, you're disinterested.
That's worse. Yeah, I'm bad, but that's worse.
What do I?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
I don't know.
You can't even finish the work.
I just fell asleep right then.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're interested there.
Yeah.
Would you just do a search for IDK?
Basically.
IDK.
IDK.
The newest In-N-Out Burger restaurant.
No, I just lost interest.
The newest In-N-Out Burger restaurant is opening this Thursday at 9 a.m. because everybody wants a hamburger at 9 a.m.
Wow.
It's located off Carruth Haven and Central Expressway. According to the powers that be, here are the security precautions that will be put in place to ensure that we don't have some sort of traffic disaster, as everyone must get a hamburger that day from that place.
Time for hamburgers.
They will have 6 to 9 Dallas police officers directing traffic for hamburgers. Those officers will be posted at the entrances on the access road behind their building on Carruth Haven at the end of the driveway behind our building and various other locations on their parking lot for hamburgers. They have also hired a private security company that will be maintained on the property to handle traffic and any other issues that may arise as well
for hamburgers.
They plan to have 4 lanes of traffic come in the south side of their building off the access road.
Yeah.
The police will guide them into the drive-thru lane 1 car at a time. They can place their order, and then the cars will come around the back and pick up their order and leave out the north side of the building
for hamburgers.
They have leased the dark ground underneath the tracks behind their restaurant.
Oh, they're leasing so much extra parking for this place.
They have leased a parking lot off Greenville Avenue, and they have leased some parking spaces across the street at the Nasher Building for hamburgers.
For hamburgers.
For a very average hamburger.
They have leased about 20 parking spaces in the bottom B2 level of the parking garage for any customers who may want to come in the garage,
park
in the basement, and walk around the building to the restaurant and get their food and then leave For hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
There will be an In-N-Out Burger employee at the visitor side of the parking garage gate helping everyone to get down and out of the basement for hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
All of these agreements are there for 3 months.
3 months.
And then everything will be evaluated at that time for hamburgers.
Why does this upset you so?
For hamburgers. It's people that... I've got to be the first to have a hamburger.
Overreacting to beef.
Remember that chick they had the video of her crying over a hamburger?
Yes.
She's so happy that In-N-Out was here.
Yes.
She should have saved the wrapper.
Ugh. In-N-Out has very strict instructions that no one is to park anywhere but the top two levels and level B2 in the garage. The police, their security officers, and other security offices are very aware of what to expect. They are also aware that if this agreement affects any tenants in one of the adjoining buildings, they immediately will take another look at the situation and change it for hamburgers. In-N-Out Burger wants to be a good neighbor. They are very aware of what happens at their grand openings, and they are very aware that the tenants of said buildings and... oh, Christ.
Man, I would avoid 75 for, like, the next 2 months. Because those access roads, those exit ramps, are going to be so backed up. The right lane is essentially going to be full.
Yeah.
For about a mile on either side of that thing. The overpass, all of it.
And for what? Time for hamburgers.
God.
And it's not that good.
Look at him. He's really upset about this.
I don't blame him.
I just...
See, you've worked yourself up reading that story.
I don't get it. I never will get it. You can't convince me that the people who wait in line for this aren't stupid.
Nor would I attempt to.
I mean, the fact that you have to be there for day one or day two or day three or whatever. Guess what? The restaurant's going to be there for a long time.
Yeah, it's not like a rock show.
No.
Which is going to roll in here and set up and do their thing and mm-hmm. then get the hell out and go to Oklahoma City or Shreveport or something.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Foghat. Johnny Winter. Steppenwolf. The Marshall Tucker Band. Molly Hatchet. Dickie Betts and Great Southern. The Outlaws. Blackfoot. Pat Travers.
Best concert ever.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Do we have time for one quickie? Or... You know what?
Let's
tease.